five foolish and five wise. In a way, 10 is a way of saying the whole world, the whole human race. Half of them are wise and half of them are foolish. So what is wisdom and what is the oil? The oil is charity, it's love. Wise people tap into love, and God is love. And in God, all reality is paschal. Jesus on the cross sums up and compacts the whole eternal history of God. Because God in the triune, in the three persons, each is dying for the other two. The fact that Christ is the paschal lamb on the cross is just the culmination. It's just the compacted, dense reality that has always been in God. That the Son is always giving his life for the other two, and the Spirit and the Father are doing the same. All life, all love is paschal. In the New Testament, there are a couple of different words, Greek words for love, and you've probably heard this before, but eros is erotic love. It's the love that's just simply the physical attraction to other people, because maybe they're beautiful to us, or maybe they have various psychological characteristics that are appealing to us. It's just that natural human attraction for other people. But agape is a different Greek word, and it describes the love of God. And it's always self-emptying. It's always self-offering. It isn't based on attraction. It's based on choice. It's based on that deeper, wiser reality that all life is paschal. So not only is God paschal in the three persons, but since all creation emanates from the voice of God, the Logos, the Word, which was Christ, and when the Word was spoken and things came to be, that's the Big Bang, let's say. And everything emanates out from God, and everything in creation, in the vastness of the cosmos to the tiniest little microscopic entity, it all reflects God. It all gives glory and praise to God in its own unique way. And humanity is, above all the rest of that, uniquely imaged, modeled on God. So what it means to be human is paschal. You can't be human without learning how to lay down your life. If you cling to this life, you're foolish, because everything in this life passes away. You know, there are two basic narratives out there for us to grab onto. One narrative is the narrative of the world, and that narrative says you're not really fully human, you're not really fully alive until you are successful in business, or until you've made enough money to have all the things you want to have, until you've provided for this and had a functional family. Oh, God forbid that there ever be dysfunctional families. You know, it's all about success in the way that Madison Avenue puts it out there for us on TV and in magazines and newspapers. We are made to feel less than so that we will buy more. We are made to feel inadequate so that we will be fearful and buy more. Most of the feelings of inadequacy and the feelings of fear and trepidation and most of that exists in our world comes from that narrative that the world is putting out there, that until you live here, until you wear this, until you drive that, you are not fully human. But the narrative of the gospel is that you are not fully human until you have died, until you have let go of all of that, until you have come to the wisdom, the truth, that all life is paschal, and that love is agape, not eros. Christian love is the laying down of life. And so that's why Jesus says in so many different occasions, the only way to gain your life is to lose your life. If you wish to be a leader, you must become the servant of all. If you desire the first place, you must seek the last place. Because it's true. Because this is the true narrative. This isn't the false narrative. This is the narrative. This is what is true about all reality. And it will always, for all eternity, be the truth. And so those virgins who learn how to give their lives, in other words, to love, they have all the oil they need. And you can't scare them with inadequacy. You can't scare them or make them feel less than because they don't have certain things or because they have failed at certain things in life. They are immortal. This wisdom takes a while. You know, we've all known this all our lives. We were taught basically this in catechism when we were kids. But it takes years of prayer, years of patient endurance. Life throws all kinds of things at us. We suffer even though we maybe don't deserve it. In fact, part of the definition of suffering is that it doesn't make any sense and it's not fair. But wisdom can teach us from those unfair events in life. Wisdom can help us to rise above those and learn from them and actually grow deeper and more godlike because of those things. But it's not just the things that happen to us, it's also a certain intentionality. This is why we have Lent every year, because we have to practice self-denial. We have to learn how to be last. We have to learn how to not be feeding in all the time, but be feeding out. And so Lent is penitential practices. It's prayer, it's fasting, and it's almsgiving, which is charity. In other words, practice the virtue of love. Don't just talk about it. Don't just study it, but practice it. And over time, that begins to be a part of who we are. It begins to name us. It begins to be our identity. And every Sunday at this altar, we celebrate the Paschal mystery. We celebrate that Paschal event in which God, who took on our human nature, went all the way to the death for us. He became the Paschal Lamb. He laid down his life for our salvation. But then in sending his Spirit, rather than just setting himself up as a model to be desired, he beckons us into that same dying. He says, "Come and learn from me what it feels like to die before you die." Christian life has been described as dying before you die so that when you die, there isn't any dying left to do. And we practice that on the altar. We lay our lives on the altar along with Christ every Sunday. And over time, whether we're conscious of it or not, this forms us, this becomes our identity, this Paschal lifestyle, this Paschal attitude. And eventually, we become wise. We buy into the narrative instead of all the other narratives. We have tapped into wisdom. We have tapped into reality. We have been saved, which is another way of saying we have become fully human. We have become the way God designed us to be. We have become divinized. We have become sharers in God's own life.